Here is one timeless song.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
I Am Woman was a number one hit for singer Helen Reddy in 1972, and it remains today an anthem for female pride and solidarity. Helen Reddy sang it again at the Los Angeles Women's March last year.
'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, and no one's ever gonna keep me down again.
NPR's Netta Ulaby tells us more about a song that was really a no-brainer for our year-long series, American Anthem. I should warn you, there is language here that may offend some listeners.
In an interview with Houston Public Media in 2014, Helen Reddy explained where I Am Woman came from.
I guess heaven, you know, came to me and it wouldn't leave me. It was simply a phrase that's over and over. I am strong, I am invincible, I am woman.
Reddy could not get these words out of her head, and she wrote them down.
And I said, well, this has to be a song.
She was pissed off. She wrote it in bed in about 20 minutes. Probably was pissed off at me for all I know.
Meet Helen Reddy's husband at the time. Jeff Wald was also her manager. To say the song was not expected to be a success is, he says, an understatement.
Have the record said that women's lib crap is going to kill her. Why are you letting your wife do this stuff?
It's important to say here that Helen Reddy is still alive, but she suffers from dementia, so she wasn't able to be interviewed. Walt, though, is happy to fill in the backstory about how they got pushback from a Capitol Records executive.
He said it was a piece of shit, and that he couldn't stand it, and that it was going to end her career. So I jumped up on his desk.
He jumped up on the desk, and I cannot describe on the radio what he did next.
And the cocaine had nothing to do with that behavior.
So, Walt took the song to a radio station in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, a city they picked because it was filled with secretaries and other independent women working pink-collar government jobs. Soon, he says, the station's phone was swamped with requests to hear a song that spoke to women at that moment.
Oh, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. If I pay the price.
Market by market, we were working that record, you know, just one market at a time.
It was so hard. It was so hard.
Helen Reddy, in that 2014 interview.
You know, so many radio stations would say, well, we're already playing a female record.
It took nearly a year for I Am Woman to work its way up the charts and become a number one hit. When Reddy then won a Grammy for Best Female Performance, she thanked her manager husband.
I would like to thank Jeff Wall because he makes my success possible, and I would like to thank God because she makes everything possible.
Calling God she on national television was audacious. But remember, this was 1972, the same year the Equal Rights Amendment passed the Senate and Shirley Chisholm ran for president. The Supreme Court made its decision in Roe v. Wade just a month after I Am Woman reached number one. Nadine Hubbs is a musicologist at the University of Michigan.
This song really resonated for a lot of people. She was putting into words some really important social changes that were going on in that moment.
Part of the reason the song works as an anthem, she says, is because it's so emphatically first person, and yet about all women.
She's clearly singing for women, not just for herself. And she's placing herself on a larger stage.
With lines like, I am strong, Hubb says, the chorus crystallizes the drive and passion of the women's movement.
And then you have the other women coming in, the collectivity coming in, strong. They echo her, I am invincible, invincible.
I am strong.
There's where she's with her gals.
I am woman, watch me grow, see me standing toe-to-toe.
I Am Woman has been covered by other singers over the years. Betty Wright recorded it in 1973.
I am woman, W-O-M-A-N-O.
The main characters in the movie Sex and the City 2 picked it up in 2010 during a gleeful karaoke scene. About a year ago, the band Pink Martini started performing it too. But lead singer China Forbes was at first not crazy about the song. It felt, well, a little dated. Then she made a joke when she introduced it.
Are there any women here tonight? Can you come up on stage? All these women came rushing up to the stage, and it was hundreds and hundreds of women.
So this is a song that is becoming more and more relevant every day. It goes something like this.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore. And we all sang I Am Woman together. And it was so incredibly powerful that I went from being slightly dubious about singing the song I Am Woman to addicted to singing the song I Am Woman.
Sure, I Am Woman is a period piece and maybe a little bit corny, but, says Forbes,
it's so wonderful that a song like that exists because it's so galvanizing and empowering that the cheesiness goes away and you're just left with this incredible feeling.
When yeah. you're in it and you're performing it and everybody's singing it, you're like, oh, God, I can do anything.
It's so true.
That's Forbes' bandmate, Storm Large. She says their audiences reacted strongly for a reason. Pink Martini started performing I Am Woman right around the beginning of the Me Too movement.
Boy, is this song
do we need it?
Timely.
Right.
Like, wow.
Suddenly, a song that seemed sort of dusty felt intensely relevant.
It's got a lot of hope to it, and God knows we need a lot of positivity and some optimism.
And not just for women, they say.
Lately, I've been inviting men and women on stage, and they come up, the men come up too. It's so awesome.
Yeah, we need their help, and the dudes get into it too. I'm very proud of our Sausage Americans.
But I'm still an embryo with a long, long way to go.
A battle cry that speaks beyond gender to unify its audiences in a fight for a fairer world. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
I am strong.